Walk the grounds at Oshkosh this week and you can't miss it. Three words, bold letters, plastered across the campus, banners, booths, lanyards. We've got your back, I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar. If you've been following the news out of Wisconsin this week, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, just launched a new membership campaign and they picked the biggest stage in general aviation to do it. So let's talk about what it actually means for you, the person holding a certificate and paying the bills. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. Now here's what you need to know. AOPA rolled out this campaign at EAA AirVenture, the annual gathering at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. If you've never been, picture roughly 10,000 aircraft descending on one field over the span of a week. Homebuilts, warbirds, factory demonstrators, seaplanes on the water, ultralights at dawn. It is, for 1 week every summer, the busiest airport on the planet. And that is exactly where AOPA decided to plant a flag with three words. We've got your back. Now, a membership campaign is not a headline that makes your heart race. I get that. A pilot organization launching a marketing push is not the same as a new rule dropping out of Washington. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story, because what an advocacy group chooses to say about itself, and when and where, tells you something about where they think the pressure points are for the people they represent. And right now, those pressure points are real. So let me back up and explain who AOPA is for anyone newer to this and why this matters. AOPA has been around since the late 1930s. It is one of the largest aviation membership organizations in the world, and its entire reason for existing is to represent people who fly and own general aviation aircraft. That is, the piston singles, the twins, the light sport machines, the folks flying for personal travel, for business, for the pure joy of it, not the airlines, not the military. U.S. What does that representation actually look like day to day? A few things they lobby. When the Federal Aviation Administration proposes a rule, when Congress writes a bill that touches aviation, AOPA is in the room filing comments and testifying. They fight airport closures. When a local government eyes a general aviation field as a nice piece of real estate to redevelop, AOPA has a legal and advocacy machine that steps in. They run a medical and legal services program. So when a pilot gets tangled up in a certificate action or a medical denial, there's somewhere to turn. And they put out a mountain of safety education through the Air Safety Institute. Most of it free, a lot of it genuinely good. So when they say, "We've got your back," that is the promise they are pointing at. The claim is, you're not flying alone against the bureaucracy, against the economics, against the slow squeeze on where and how we get to fly. Now here's where I want to connect this to the real world, because that's what we do on this show. This affects you if you have watched your cost of flying climb and wondered whether anyone with any weight is pushing back on your behalf. And a lot of you have the price of 100 low-lead AVGAs, the cost of an annual inspection insurance premiums that have jumped in recent years, especially for older pilots and for anything with retractable gear or a tailwheel. Hangar waiting lists measured in years at a lot of fields. These are the daily frictions of being a general aviation pilot in 2026. And they are the backdrop against which a campaign like this lands. This also affects you if you fly near a field that's under development pressure. General aviation airports close. It happens quietly in city council meetings, in zoning fights, in decisions about what a piece of land is worth. Every time a reliever airport gets turned into a shopping center, the traffic it carried gets pushed somewhere else, and the network of places you can actually land gets a little thinner. Advocacy at that level is unglamorous, and it is constant. And it affects you if you care about the regulatory road ahead, because there's a lot of road ahead. We've talked on this station about the modernization of the light sport rules. We've talked about medical reform and the bills moving through committee. We've talked about the push on supersonic flight. Every one of those threads has organizations working it behind the scenes, and AOPA is one of the loudest voices in that mix for the everyday owner and pilot. So a campaign that says, "We've got your back," is, in plain terms, a recruiting pitch. Renew your membership, bring in new members. The bigger the organization, the more weight it carries when it walks into a hearing room and says it speaks for hundreds of thousands of pilots. That number is the leverage. Membership is not charity. It is how a group like this keeps the standing to be taken seriously. Now let me put on my measured hat for a second, because I promised you context, not cheerleading. The honest read is that this is marketing. Three bold words on a banner are designed to make you feel something and to make you reach for your wallet at renewal time. That is what campaigns do, and there's nothing wrong with naming it plainly. The value of a membership organization is not the slogan. It's the track record. It's whether they actually show up when an airport is threatened, whether the legal services program actually answers the phone, whether the comments they file on your behalf actually move a rule. And here's my opinion, flagged clearly as opinion. I think the value proposition for most active pilots is real, but you owe it to yourself to know what you're paying for. Look at what the organization has actually done in the last few years. Look at the fights it took on, the ones it won, the ones it lost. Read the positions it takes and decide whether they match how you fly and what you want protected. Don't join because of a banner at Oshkosh. Join or renew because you've looked at the work and decided it's worth backing. That's a stronger footing for you, and frankly, for them. Because advocacy is a two-way street. They say they've got your back. The flip side, the part the banner doesn't spell out, is that they only have that back because members have theirs. An advocacy organization is exactly as strong as the community standing behind it. The slogan runs both directions whether they print that part or not. So what should you actually do with this? A few practical things. If you're a member, this is a decent moment to actually use what you're paying for. Pull up the Air Safety Institute material. A lot of it is free to everyone, member or not, and it is some of the better safety education out there. Go watch an accident case study before your next long cross-country if you've been meaning to file a comment on a proposed rule and didn't know where to start. The advocacy side has tools that walk you through it. If you're not a member and you're on the fence, do the homework I just described. Read the positions, look at the services, decide if it fits, and if you're at Oshkosh this week, walk up to the booth under all those banners and ask them a hard question. Ask them what they did on the issue you care about most, a group that means it will have an answer ready. And whatever you decide about any one organization, the broader point stands. General aviation in this country exists because people organize to protect it. The freedom to rent a trainer and go bore holes in the sky on a Saturday, the network of public airports, the medical reforms that kept a lot of us flying, none of that was inevitable. It got fought for. It still gets fought for. In rooms most of us never see. That's the real story underneath three words on a banner, not the slogan, the machinery behind it, and the fact that the machinery only runs on the people who choose to be part of it. My thanks to AOPA for the reporting out of AirVenture this week, and to the team at EAA for once again turning a Wisconsin airfield into the center of the aviation universe. You can find more at radiohangar.com. We've got your back is a good slogan. Just remember it points both ways. This has been Atis. I'm Tower. Keep the shiny side up.